For the first time in U.S. aviation history, there are no commercial flights in the sky. The Federal Aviation Administration grounded all non-military flights after four planes were hijacked yesterday morning. The planes crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a rural area of Pennsylvania. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed. In the aftermath, national security procedures are facing scrutiny. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Anyone who's ever flown knows airports have security measures in place, and they've been beefed up in recent years. Passengers have to show ID and answer two questions about their baggage. Airport personnel are trained to keep an eye out for people matching certain suspicious profiles. Baggage is X-rayed, sometimes dusted for chemical explosives, and cockpits on planes are supposed to be locked. But aviation consultant Richard Abulafia says the procedures in place now don't match the threat.
The security system is designed to prevent lunatics with a handgun from getting through, but an extremely well-developed and coordinated onslaught will find a way.
Experts say security at American airports lags behind other places in the world, some which have more routine experience with terrorist attacks. Travelers in many European or Asian cities see soldiers with machine guns staffing airports, for example. Abulafia says there's no doubt that when U.S. airports open for business again, there will be changes.
I suspect the level of searches will be greatly stepped up. And I suspect the surveillance of facilities through cameras and patrol dogs and armed teams of men is going to be greatly increased. There are many things we can do. It's just that it takes a greater willingness to spend money and to, slow the process down.
Security at U.S. airports and on U.S. airplanes is an ongoing concern. Last year, Congress passed a law to improve security by, among other things, expanding criminal background checks for people who staff airport metal detectors. That's a job with extremely high turnover. But employers can't be forced to do those checks if they determine it won't be cost-effective. The Federal Aviation Administration's current strategic plan includes reducing unauthorized access to aircraft by a specific percentage each year. And major air disasters in the past have led to recommendations for various changes. But plugging the holes that led to one tragedy may not prevent the next, says David McMunn, a private security consultant who worked on combating terrorism for the Reagan and previous Bush administrations.
Nobody is going to hijack four airplanes in an American airport system, I don't think, ever again. There goes that one. Also, what happens when they poison the water? I mean, all of these terrorist threats are real, and they're demonstrable.
Airport and airline security measures will get plenty of scrutiny in the days and weeks to come. But some experts say airports shouldn't necessarily take the brunt of the blame. Northwestern professor Aaron Gelman sits on the FAA's Safety Oversight Committee.
How can our intelligence people have failed to pick this up? I mean, how can that possibly be? I mean, when you have a conspiracy that it involves so many people that this obviously must have, and where you had to have people involved who were competent at least to fly the airplane into the buildings, and that's not so simple, how come we didn't pick this up?
Blame for these attacks is being assigned in all directions. Meanwhile, investigators are trying to nail down what really happened. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.